Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Religious freedom, it's getting worse in Eurasia and the former Soviet Union. Russian ministries, their partners, and Congressman Joe Pitts of Pennsylvania are sponsoring a briefing on religious freedom issues February 6th in Washington, D.C. President of Russian ministry Sergei Rakuba says they're raising awareness
to help brothers and sisters in those areas so that they will have more freedom to worship, more freedom to reach out to their communities, more freedom to bring good news in their societies and their communities and their areas.
More information is available at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, an Armenian pastor in Iran was recently released from prison because of serious medical problems. He's currently waiting for a court summons. Voice of the Martyrs reports in prison, 60-year-old Reverend Avanesian was getting treatment for diabetes, heart disease, and kidney dysfunction. According to Moabit News, he was arrested at a Christmas celebration in Iran. No reasons were given for his arrest and no charges made so far. Read more about it at our website. And Chinese believers were dubious when new leaders took the helm at the end of 2012, but they're still sharing about Christ. And on a seemingly good note, the economy is growing. Eric Berkland of China Partners says that's the two-sided coin.
A lot of us are obviously concerned about the tremendous economic growth and what that will do to their people. But on the good side, it is wonderful to see how the economy is actually also helping the spread of the gospel.
Economic growth means more money in the pockets of believers, and pastors say they're giving more to the church. Pray for gospel opportunities and spiritual growth. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your gift of any amount, Mission Network News is offering Operation Mobilization's Pray Freedom, a 12-week journey of prayer for those caught in modern-day slavery. Get Pray Freedom at 1-800-995-4820 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.